will bounce back from this and win. I want to join your duck religion. Come on, shitmyass.com. JJJJJJJ.
What the hell is shitmyass.com?
Abs in a six pack.
Hello, Abs in a Six Pack.
Abs in a Six Pack is not the greatest podcast in the world.
I know Abs in a Six Pack is a bad show, but what else do you have going on?
It's Wednesday, March 6th, 2024.
It's Abs in a Six Pack, episode 231. I'm here live with the one and only Jimmy, and this is a new live son of a bitch.
This is a new live son of a bitch.
I like women with big, giant tits and big asses.
Twist me up! Give me more twisting!
I should be able to say the N-word.
Please bury him somehow! Stop him! Don't look at him! He's horrible!
I'm DCEPLTEETSA4IWO9GZ.
Just like.
Oh, Jimmy, big day going on Twitter. You're in Twitter timeout. We have Alex Jones trending on Twitter. We have Jewish space lasers trending on Twitter right now. A lot of things happening on X, as they call it, formerly known as Twitter.
Nice. What's Alex Jones trending for?
You know what? I didn't even look, but I did grab that clip of him saying today's date from his Twitter page. Let's see.
Oh, shit. So, wait, yeah, that's right. He's reinstated.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I forgot to follow him.
Oh, Elon and Tucker got him back on there somehow. Let's see.
Yeah, I
don't know what he's trending for, to be honest. He just has some kind of live stream going on. It's probably what it is. He's streaming on X, right?
Oh, nice.
I hate calling it X. I've spent 14 years calling it Twitter, however long it's been. Now I have to call it X. It seems silly.
Yeah. I mean, I just call it Twitter. I mean, hell, shit. You Google Twitter and it'll pop up.
Exactly. You know? It's still twitter.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But dude, thanks for coming on. I don't think it's any secret to anybody that's been listening to this show. I've pissed off my audience with how much fish tank coverage I've done, but I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it. I've tried to get them into it, but I think it's no secret that I'm a huge fan of yours and you were my favorite fish on season two. So I'm so happy to talk to you. And I don't want to talk about much fish tank because I think you've done so many interviews kind of covering everything that happened and your takes on it. I think it'd be more interesting to get into a lot of other things. I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Oh yeah. Thank you for having me. Like I'm just honored as always.
For sure, man. Now we talked briefly back and forth and earlier today, and I did want to hear a little bit about your background, your upbringing. What led you to just the nutshell version of I was born on this day, and this led me through this events of circumstances to where I was. Having a boxing matches and hanging out with Sam Hyde in a 24-hour stream live show. What happened in between your birth and there?
Well, Jesus Christ, I'm going to try my best to give a fucking nutshell version of that. Well, you see, first you got to understand, I was born in a spooky Masonic hospital in Cooks County, Chicago. The hospital was such a fucking shithole that, like, my mom got scabies, I think. And I was a fucking huge baby, like, nearly 2 feet long. I was born with a cone head and yellow skin. I turned out okay. And that was May 18th, 1996.
Oh, wow. We both have May birthdays. That's cool.
Yeah.
Taurus. Taurus gang, rise up.
Fuck yeah. Then after that, I mean, yeah. By the time I was like one and a half, moved out to my childhood farm in Pennsylvania. You know, dad was always working. He was a self-employed attorney. He actually represents a lot of the illegal immigrants because the main reason why all these corporations simp for illegal immigration is because they're the easiest to, like, exploit. Like, they get away with like paying them less than minimum wage and like not even giving them bathroom breaks with the threat of deporting them.
Cheap labor, yeah.
Yeah. That's and actually people in California fucking hate my dad because they say that he's quote unquote ruining their industry because like, you know, he's done class actions against places like Tyson, Purdue, Sun-Made Raisins because they all do the same shit. And of course, all the fucking snobby, politically correct Californians like will write articles about my dad being like, he doesn't understand how California works. And it's like, get fucked. But anyway, yeah, I was raised by my dogs, border collies, because my mom would usually be off doing her own thing. The farm where I lived was isolated, so, like, I couldn't really walk to, like, anyone's house. And,
How old were you roundabouts at that time you were on the farm?
Oh, like I said, from 1.5 to, age 19 when my parents divorced and fought over it. 28 and a half acres all paid for, surrounded by hills, so like no one can see you, right? And it's like you can walk around naked and no one will fucking know.
That part sounds awesome.
Yeah, and you know, like a lot of it's just fucking forests and it's just fucking lit. Then you know, I'm just like a wild fucking kid. Due to certain choices my parents' parts of my upbringing, was kind of like the first generation. I was like one of the fucking first where, you know, No Child Left Behind gets enacted and me having like ADHD. Although I think I was the way I was because, apparently my mom would curse at me as a newborn. I think that led to me not talking until age 3. I think I was just too scared to talk. And then when I did talk, I shit you not, I sounded like a really masculine lesbian as a child. And, you know, that like, completely fucked me because, you know, like, the public school system, like, treated me and all the other kids like subhuman animals because it was all about test scores to determine who gets the most government funding. Got suspended in pre-first. I might be the youngest kid suspended in my fucking school district to this day. I also peed on a tree during recess, and I think to this day, like, a lot of kids avoid it. Like, they call it, like, the pea tree or some shit like that as, like, the cheese touch from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
You left behind a legacy is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, it was, like, around that time my dad finally taught me. He's like, Jimmy, you can just fucking pee outside. And then it's like, oh, whoa, I can? And then, you know, it's like, you fucking go to school. It's like, oh, I have to pee. Oh, wait, that's right. My dad taught me you could just pee outside. So I just peed on a tree. And then I remember the teacher taking me aside saying, this is not a peeing school or something like that. Then I went to a private school, which was pretty cool, but quickly became a shithole in a madhouse called Centerville. I skipped back up to the grade I was supposed to be in because it turns out I was smart. I just thought that homework and reading were gay as shit and was for nerds.
It is.
I refused to learn how to read until, like, out of boredom. And I think the series of Unfortunate Events book is what really started me reading in, like, fourth grade, third grade.
No shit, that was the first book series that really got me. That and, like, I was reading nerdy, like, Star Wars books. But Series of Unfortunate Events, I was hooked on those as a kid, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It really sucks that they haven't made a good, a faithful adaptation of, like, the books yet.
Did you like the Netflix show at all? I mean, Neil Patrick Harris wasn't a great...
I haven't seen it. Do they really follow, like, the books? Like, I kept hearing, like, mixed reviews on it. Like,
I think they did better than the Jim Carrey movie. It was at least a lot more thorough, and it went way further into the books than the movie did. But it's just like anything else. It's not going to be... The book is always going to be better if you started off with the book.
I mean, I'm not expecting anything to be, like, perfect, because, I mean, you know, half the fucking time you're using imagination for the characters, because, you know, that was kind of, like, the cool mystery about a lot of Count Olaf's, like, homies is, like, you didn't really know what they look like, so you had to use your imagination. And then there's, like, that one dude who looked like neither a man nor a woman, where, in the third book, he, like, just literally picks up claws in his fucking mouth. and is just trying to carry them all back to Count Olaf before he slips on a book and eats shit. And, like, that's how they escape. Like, that, while I was reading that, I was like, hey, yo, holy fuck. For some odd reason, I would, like, imagine him as, like, a Frederick fucking Douglass, because I couldn't fucking fathom. I don't know why. You know, it's like a...
Wait, Olaf, you imagine Olaf is a white...
No, not Olaf. So, one of Olaf's crew, right?
Yeah.
It's that guy that they don't really discuss him or mention him by name. It's suspected that, like, the dude, like, burns alive in the hospital book. When the hospital catches fire, because you hear the guy with the hooks on his for hands being like, hey, yo, I hope that guy's okay. Like, he's still in there. And, like, they're, like, describing, like, watching him, like, in a room that's on fire as they're, like, driving away. But, nah, there's like, a guy in his group that, like, he never talks, but he's described as looking like neither a man nor a woman.
I know what you're talking about. I like Frederick Douglass as that image. That's funny.
Let me think. That and the Warrior series really got me into reading. It's weird because some fucking Chinese company, like, they didn't buy the rights to the book, but, like, you know, they bought the fucking rights to, like, make an animated show about it, which, of course, Nate went fucking nowhere because it's fucking China. And it's like, yeah. That book has a. I gotta say, like, at least for the realistic CGI, like, that has a lot of fucking potential. Like, those books are surprisingly fucking gory. It's like a case of Animorphs, you know, where, like, everyone saw Animorphs, but then, like, you actually read the Animorphs books and you're like, yo, this is really fucked up. Like, some of these, like, there's some fucking brutal scenes in the Warriors books. Like, they go into detail about, like, the cats fucking slitting each other's throats and shit during fights.
You want to hear how nerdy I was? I don't remember anything about them, but I remember I was very into, at one point, Bionicles comic books. It's the only comic books I think I ever read was Bionicles, and it was probably not profound or at all because I don't remember a single thing about it, but I remember owning a lot of issues of Bionicles comic books from the Lego magazine or whatever the fuck.
I think I have on VHS still the Golden Mask movie, Bionicle the Golden Mask.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I also remember the Bullrocks. I really like the Bullrocks out of the Bionicles. I remember at lunch very vividly, like, me and, like, my little friend group, like, we'd all be sitting. I just remember them, like, this is when, like, Bionicles were, like, a huge fucking thing alongside Yu-Gi-Oh! And, like, we'd be looking, like, over across the lunchroom, and we'd be like, Homie got that fucking model Bionicle that swings from tree to tree or some shit like that. So that also brings me back. But yeah, so Centerville was a fucking shithole. Especially as I got older. Sixth grade. Fuck that place. Place was a fucking madhouse. By the time I got out there and finally got back into public school. Which I wanted to be it for, like, fucking years, because there's, like, fucking no one in Centerville. Like, that place, like, it was good for me to, like, get over myself, like, ADHD-wise, and, like, learn how to, like, fucking not be so hyperactive and, like, violent. But socially, like, yeah, nah.
What state was that in? That was Pennsylvania, too, or is that?
That was right over the border in Delaware. Like,
So you moved around a lot, it sounds like. At least for a little bit.
Yes and no. Like, my hometown is, like, right at the tri-state part of Pennsylvania. So, like, you know, southeast, about an hour-ish outside of Philly, give or take. We're right on the border of fucking Delaware, Maryland, and New Jersey there. So, yeah. Like, you can enter.
Can I ask real quick what you're playing with? I'm curious. I hear it. I just want to know what it is. Is it a Bionicle? I hope it's a Bionicle.
Nah. It's this old cap. It's that old cap gun pistol that you see me playing with on my streams.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, I should have known. Yeah.
I found this underneath Horderman's porch, and I actually wanted. I was really tempted. I decided against it. I was gonna smuggle it into the show in my boot, and then hold it, and then wait until, like, someone really pissed me off, and I was gonna be like this whole psyop thing, because, you know, like, it doesn't have, like, an orange tip, and, like, you've seen me, like, when I get into character, I can, like, really fucking sell bits, or at least I try my best to. And I was just going to, like, whip it out and just be like, they didn't fucking think I would smuggle a fucking handgun into this, did they? But then I realized, no, that would probably get me, like, instantly kicked off.
Yeah, you might get in a little trouble for that. Yeah. Funny, though. It might be worth it, depending. You brought up Hoarder Man. You're auctioning off things from Hoarder Man's house, right, and signing some of it. Is that still going on, and where can people find that? What the catalog of things you're selling?
So I'm not auctioning anything off. I'm literally just selling shit right now. For example, after this, I have to go get a food scale from Walmart because I do have a Shopify store set up. It's just that, you know, you have to fucking weigh every single fucking thing you're selling, and I can't use like my fucking bathroom scale to weigh that because it's like you know, the different pounds and shit like that. Like, it makes a world of difference for shipping costs. Literally, if like people just DM me, like I keep saying, like, the main thing right now is old books, old magazines, and a buttload of like VHS tapes and whatnot, as well as like some other miscellaneous items. But that's like the main thing I'm selling right now.
I liked the little or not even personalized, but just messages you're putting in there. I saw a couple you posted on Twitter. So yeah, people can just get on there on your message you on Instagram or Twitter to see your wares.
I can't send any pictures through Twitter, which sucks, because I do have like one customer on Twitter waiting for me to like get back to her with like some shit, because she's really into like some old stuff. So like, give me until like 1 a.m. ish this morning, and I'll be able to like send y'all fucking pictures, just to make sure that, like, hey, yeah, so is this what you want? Are you into this book, whole nine yards? Because I'm not just, like, picking random books. I'm not really doing, like, a surprise box or nothing like that.
I'm going to have to get something. I'm going to have to get a little piece of memorabilia. There were so many people that didn't believe Hoarder Man was real, like, on Fish Tank and afterwards, and then you posted the picture of the house.
Like, you want to know something funny, right? So Bex thought I was Hoarder Man. And it was like, no, I'm not Hoarder Man. If I was Hoarder Man, like, I would have no money issues, because it's like, again, it looks like junk, right? But all the shit that, like, I've been fucking selling people, right? Like, you'll just be digging through it and you'll just find that stuff. And, like, for example, two high-priced things, at least I can guarantee are high price. One's a fucking, the two-volume set, full set. It's a second edition of Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, which I got a post on Twitter to hopefully try and find a buyer, because according to Vile Rat, a.k.a. AB, that shit can actually go for, like, $2,000. And I know that, like, especially now, like, Adam Smith and Wealth of Nations, like, someone would want the second edition of that. And the other one, I showed on one of my streams. I have two copies of them. It's that unpublished book I showed you, where you can't find it anywhere, so it's quite literally a piece of lost media. And I have two copies. I'm hoping to keep one for myself. The other one I'm hoping to sell to someone who can actually, like, get it all digitally scanned and, like, preserve that shit. Like, speaking of lost media, I actually gifted Brian, I was in rough shape, but it was a 1940s zine called The Jukebox, and that was something I found underneath Hoarder Man's porch.
What's a zine? Like,
So a zine is, like, a free, limited-run, hand-drawn magazine. So, like, you know, like, the Sonichu comics, right? So that, but, like, magazine form and, like, slightly better production, maybe even slightly worse production. It really depends on who does it. But, yeah, I found that. And that's where it's like, yo, this is a fucking zine from the 1940s, you know? And I gave that to Brian because it's like, it's just like, yeah.
Have you forgiven Trish, like, while we're still on Hoarder Man's items, have you forgiven Trish for breaking that ashtray? Because that made me second-handedly mad.
I mean, when she smashed that, that was not my ashtray. And that's why, like, I've just kept
saying, wait, that
like,
wasn't?
No.
Did I get taken in by fake news?
No, so a lot of people must have missed it. So it was like one of the first days. It might have even been the first day. The first day, Chris Lynch shows up, right? And we're all smoking. I think that like we were having an issue with an ashtray. And I just go like, hey, yo, hold up. And like I just pulled it out of my little plastic bin that I had in my room. And I said like, hey, yeah, so this is, you guys can just keep this. Like so I said to Chris Lynch, like, you guys can keep this. After the show, you can sell it and whatnot. And Chris says, and like, that's when I also discovered it's on the fucking 20s, because I get that people kept like, I want to say they're showing like reproductions or some shit, because maybe the company was around for a while or something like that. But especially like, you know, 80s, 90s is when you get a bunch of antique reproductions. But that shit said like 1927 made in USA on the bottom. And Chris Lynch was like, oh yeah, whoa, thank you, man. Like, I'm going to have this in my house. And then Trish just fucking smashes it for no reason. And it's like, that's just a fucking waste of money. You just wasted. You wasted money. You wasted something that wasn't even mine.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I did have a couple questions about Fish Tank wrapped up. And you're probably still under an NDA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but can you talk about what the process was of, because everybody in there knew what it was going in, obviously. And I know a lot of people listening to this, I've tried and failed to get them into it, but I'm still working on them. This show's mostly just goofy nonsense and conspiracies and God knows what else. So, but yeah. for anybody listening, the Fish Tank is a 24/7 live streamed Hell House surveillance. And the first season, at least most of the people didn't know what they were getting into, or at least claimed not to. But the second season, we thought, everybody watching thought going in that it was the same deal. But everybody told, and correct me if I'm wrong about any of this as I go, but everybody in season two was told they were the only MDE/Fish Tank fan. And it took, I guess, what, a week or two before everybody started realizing that they were all the quote unquote infiltrator.
Well, actually, so the irony being is like the only technical infiltrator was JC, because JC had no clue what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
They never told me. I did arrive late, so that's probably why. But yeah, I drove in Chris Lynch's car with Josie, and they never told me like, oh yeah, you're the only infiltrator. I just like kept my fucking mouth shut the whole time, because I was just already going in like, they don't even know that I'm a fucking fan, because I'd like lied on my resume. I like cleaned my fucking tracks to be like, hey, yeah, no, they're not going to know that I fucking know what the fuck Fish Tank is, and that I know who the fuck Sam Hyde is, a whole nine yards.
I sent in an audition and I think they caught on real quick that I knew I was a fan. I did not cover my tracks well at all. I was on like a call for not even, I don't know, 60 to 90 seconds. And they're like, all right. Oh, and never heard back. And I was like, well, I probably should have deleted all those old Fish Tank tweets. I didn't give them my socials or anything, but I think they figured it out pretty quick.
I mean, probably. I lucked out. And funny enough, I realized after the fact that I sent my audition in on 9/11.
That's awesome.
Funny enough, coincidentally enough, though, Taylee did the same thing. So that's just like some cool little trivia where we didn't know it at the time, but me and Taylee have both auditioned at the same time. We're about to meet each other without even having any clue of each other's existence. Because I know that this season they kind of had a bit of a panic mode and they had to like recast a lot of people, because I guess there's a lot of cancellations last minute.
Yeah, Frank, right? That he was originally going to be on there, and then he just disappeared.
Well, Frank. Frank was really, I guess, really close friends with Letty's like a bad ex.
Yeah.
And I think that apparently, like, he was just not remorseful about it at all, and like, yeah, just being a dummy. And that's where Brian came in. We don't know who the fuck is in Cole's picture. I suspect when Jet did that joke tweet saying like, oh yeah, here are two of the Fish Tank season two contestants. I think it was like a tranny and then like a Nazi little, aka like those weird people who have like the fucking baby fetish. Because the Nazi little looks like the fucking picture that's in place of Cole's real face. And I remember like leading up to it, like seeing, because like, you know, like I'm trying to get a slight edge of like, okay, who am I going in with? And I do know there's like a lot of cancellations, and that's why they had people, just random people on Twitter, like auditioning in. That's actually how Shinji got in. As well as
what a legend Shinji is, man. That guy's cool as fuck.
Oh yeah, no, like I knew like the second I saw Shinji, it's like, okay, bet there's a Japanese man in here. I know how Japanese people are. We're gonna be friends.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I was right.
Yeah,
because again, it's like Shinji was the only one laughing at my jokes when I first came in. Like everyone was really on edge and being like, "What the never fuck is the this robot. Guy up to?" What?
He never got in the robot.
Oh yeah, he never did get in the robot.
Yeah, after you were immediately my first endorsement. Once I heard 10 minutes of you talking that first day you were there, I was like, "Jimmy's my guy." And then after you were gone, I was really sad, but I endorsed Taylee because Taylee, you know, Tatriot also. Like I'm a Jimmy gang first, but Tatriot second. Shinji's also like up there, but it was just, I don't know. It was the language. I loved when Charleston White was in there, and there's that moment where Charleston White's going, can they see us? If these lights are off, how dark it is, can they see us? And Shinji and Charleston just can't understand each other. Like they're just having two different conversations. It was one of the funniest moments. But anyway, I didn't mean to get off on a fish tank tangent. So you were at Centerfield, is that what you said? Centerville.
Yeah.
Pick up there.
That was an okay place, but you know, like it got bad. Like the fucking this fucking cunt named Miss Connie. Like the fucking she was like the principal for like the middle school grades. Like they pretty much had me like convinced like if anyone told on me then I must have done it, and like yeah, it was fucking bad. Like those fucking cocksuckers fucking hate that place. That's a whole nother tangent. That's actually a place I could get fucking money from, but that's a story for another time. Well, I guess I could say that certainly fucking Miss Connie owes me a fucking small fortune.
Get paid,
stupid
son.
Fucking bitch. No, yeah. no, like the fucking, like, the, and that's like, let me tell you, like, fucking private schools are just as hopelessly corrupt as public schools, if not more so. Like, private schools, like, nah, you don't want to send your fucking kid there. Because the next thing you know, some fucked up shit's going to happen to your kid, and the private school's going to treat your kid like the bad guy. And then, like, because they took bribes from the perpetrators, like parents and whatnot, in the form of donations. And that could be like, you know, like your kid getting jumped or whatever. But yeah, so after that, I went back to public school, to the original school I went to, fucking finally, cause I was like begging for years. Cause it's like, yo, like we weren't even allowed to wear like any graphic design t-shirts in fucking Centerville. Cause it was quote unquote too big of a distraction. So it's like that whole bullshit fucking dress code.
Freshman year, I was in a, like, I guess it'd be evangelical Baptist church, and it was, all the women had to wear, we had to wear khakis and dress shirts at all times. And like K through 12 had to wear the same outfits, and the women had to wear either khaki or denim skirts that went all the way down to their ankles. It was one of those type of things. Yeah. It's very dogmatic.
Yeah. But yeah, then I went to a public school. That shit was lit for a while. Then it was like, that was like the similar shit. Cause it's like, you know, sometime around high school, like, when I got to high school, that, like, we got this new head principal cunt named Paula Massonari. And, you know, this is, again, like, a fucking zero-tolerance policy where they were like, oh, Jimmy, yeah, you can't fight back against your bullies. Oh, how dare you curse out these people and call these people who are mean to you fucking names, like fucking lard-ass and shit like that. And like,
lard-ass?
Yeah, because, like, you know, like, when my voice changed, like, the women in my school were fucking cruel to me. Like they would say shit like, oh, you sound like a stalker, you sound like a rapist, da-da-da-da. And, of course, you're a kid, so it's like, you can't really comprehend the outside world. So it's like, that shit just really fucking hurt. And like, after a while, it's like, all right, so I can't punch a woman, but they cry really, really easily when, like, you study what they're most insecure about. That, yeah. Like, you know, yeah. Like, a lot of them, it's like, they're so-called friends, like, you just pretend to just be daydreaming or zoning out or some shit, and I'd just be able to pick up intel about people I didn't like, just from people having loud conversations next to me. I just, like, learn all the different shit that, like, they're really self-conscious about. And then just roast them on it, and then they just fucking cry, and it's like, what the fuck did you expect? And of course they'd always fucking tell on me, too. And it's like, get fucked.
Yeah,
and of course, you know, there are a few suspensions for fist fights, well-deserved. A little punch here and there.
I was
a sister fucker in the face once. That guy was a piece of shit.
I had, like, a pituitary issue that didn't get solved until, like, halfway through my freshman year. Plus, I was, because of my birthday, I was the youngest person by months in my class, because my birthday just happened to land on the right spot. So I was, like, way smaller than everybody freshman year high school going in. And I would get picked on a lot until I had my growth spurt. And I would have to, like, I couldn't fight back even if I wanted to most of my bullies. So I had to get, like, a quick wit and a sense of humor as my defense mechanism, which won me over a lot of allies and friends, just because if you can, like, tear apart somebody with humor, then make people laugh, that gets you there. And I'm assuming you're a funny motherfucker. So I'm assuming, how did your sense of humor develop, I guess?
So I used to, like, when I was, like, a little kid, like, I was not a funny kid. And then, like, I always, like, I liked making people laugh. So it was just a lot of trial and error throughout elementary school and whatnot. And then just saying shit off the top of my head. The more I got used to people, you know, the way I interacted on Fish Tank is a really, really rare example of me, like, being a social butterfly off the bat. But that's because, again, like, I went into it and it's like, I have an audience to entertain and to, you know, fucking make people laugh. And I was just happy because, like, you know, in real life where I live, like, I got a couple of friends, but no one really near me. So it's really just me in my apartment. And, like, yeah, a bit lonely out here, no homo. And so I was just more so just so happy where it's like, holy fuck, I get to fucking talk to people now. Like, and be, like, next to people. Like, it's not just me anymore. But yeah, normally I'm just, like, really shy and reserved. And then as I get used to the person, that's when, like, the humor will come out. Because I'll also be able to learn, like, what they find funny, what they don't find funny. And also learn if, like, they're even, like, worth making jokes around. Because, you know, you get some stick-in-the-mud fuckers where nothing's ever funny to them.
Those are the people I like double down with and start make the stick-in-the-mud people are the people I like to start just – I double down on my jokes. If somebody I can tell has thin-skinned and I – like, if I can't make, like, a sexist or racist joke around them, not even directed at them. If they get like, that's when I start doing it more because I'm just an asshole, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, no. Like, so I do the same thing, but it's like, it's like if it's just me and like the fucking stick in the mud, like I'm just not even really going to want to interact with them. Because
right,
it's like,
right.
I don't like you and you're fucking boring. But like, if I'm in a fucking group and it's not even because I have my friends next to me to give me courage, it's just like, I'm with my fucking friends. If you don't like the jokes I'm telling to my fucking friends, I'm just going to keep telling them more and more and more. And get you to fuck off.
That's the same way.
But yeah, throughout grade school, I rolled with a lot of different groups, actually. I was just kind of like my own thing, and I had like a lot of different friends from a lot of different groups. I mostly rolled with the rednecks, because they were the only ones who were like really nice to me. And like all they asked is like, you just be polite and whatnot, and like not be a dick. And yeah. Like, Chunky Boy was part of the redneck crew. Like, my mod, Zach, like, yeah, me and him go way fucking back. Actually, Zach was there the day I broke my wrist from trying to fly. Me and him became friends later on in life. Actually, really good fucking friends. Freshman year, best friends. I'm not going to dox him, so I can't say his name. But yeah, so he's the one who pushed me in first grade after I kicked him in the back. And I thought, you know, I'm going to stick my arms out, fly, turn around and kick him in the face. And I did like a one hand clap with my right hand where like, you know, the hand touched my fucking arm to give you an idea of like how bad that break
What's
was.
A one hand clap? Because all I know is this, like right now I'm clapping.
No, so take your right hand, right?
Yeah.
Bend it down.
Like Yeah.
No, not your fingers, like your whole hand.
Oh, okay.
Like. Bend it down. Now imagine your whole hand touching your wrist and clapping that way.
Well, this is just a one-handed clap. So I just use the momentum to get my fingers to clap the bottom of my palm. Is that what you're talking about?
No. The bottom of your palm is now actually touching your wrist. Like, take your hand and snap it down to touch your arm. Like you're fucking folding it, you know?
I guess I can't. I'm incapable of that.
Well, no one's. The point is, no one's capable of that.
Okay.
it was like in an instant purple break, like an instantly deep purple, where it's like, yeah, you fucking broke some shit.
Oh yeah, okay, I see what you're saying now. Okay.
That was fun. But yeah, so throughout grade school, I mostly rolled with the rednecks and whatnot. Really got into urban exploring. I explored this local abandoned insane asylum that's now torn down by my place called the Embryville Mental Asylum. When we heard it was about to be leveled, we thought that they were going to throw away all the copper pipes covered in asbestos, which was slim pickings because that place had already been picked clean by the time we got there. Then, of course, we learned the hard way that, no, it's actually illegal.
I think I heard you tell that story on Fish Tank about scrapping copper. Yeah, that's and then at what point during this time did you start making YouTube videos? Because your channel goes back Pingzabong, that goes back before Fish Tank.
My original YouTube channel was FFFRYIE, and that was in seventh grade, and I made a. One god awful YouTube poop that I deleted because I didn't know how to mute the audio called Spaghetti TV. And you know, it's like a YouTube poop of the Super Mario Super Shows in a similar style to the first video you see on the Pingisbomb channel. I made the Pingisbomb account, I want to say around eighth grade, and then Downey's Fight Service, that was 10th grade. And then To Kill a Mockingbird was also 10th grade, actually.
I'm trying to get a timeline here because I think you're 2 years older than me. Are you? I think your age.
I'm 27.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 29. So yeah. So I'm two years younger
than you.
Yeah. Yeah. I said it backwards. I know that's what I meant. Yeah. You're making kind of like goofy YouTube videos around the same era I was then. Like I was doing the same type of shit. So.
Like Downey's Fight Service and To Kill a Mockingbird commercial, those were class projects, actually. I did a multimedia class, and Bass Brenton, he's actually the guy who came up with the Downey's Fight Service video. He's one of my in-real-life friends. The To Kill a Mockingbird commercial, that was for me and my best friend's English class. That was really fun to film. That was actually filmed on at my house, in my farmhouse, and in my woods. We took some creative liberties for that commercial. And then, of course, the Fox Tamer video, that was actually me and one of my best childhood friends, Griffin. We were just stoned and walking through a park. And me, Griffin, and another former friend of mine... just saw like these baby foxes in the distance, and the mom ran away with one, and the rest went into their hole, and then there was like one outside. I just picked it up while smoking a cigar and like got to give it a pet, then we just put it back in its hole.
I think the first video I saw was because when I was watching you at the time on Fish Tank, I was like, somebody please help me find Jimmy's YouTube channel, and immediately somebody on Twitter sent it to me, and the first one I saw was that Rubber Ducky one. New Religion just dropped, and I was like, this is great. when you come up out of the water with cigarettes still hanging out of your mouth, a fucking dud, dude. It's good shit. So.
That video, believe it or not, I've that was a fucking struggle to make because I have like no video editing software. I gotta like look up some good free ones. I was just using like a pirated Windows Movie Maker that was like fucking crashing if I added in too much footage.
Yep, I've been there.
And that's why it's like slightly out of sync. I mean, I guess you guys don't notice it because, you know, you didn't like make the video, but yeah, I definitely gotta get like a new fucking video editor for that shit. And then there was like silence for a while until I think 2019. One of my coworkers at this restaurant I worked at, up in Maine, they said, hey, yo, yeah, you should make, like, more YouTube videos, and that's where chicken goes to space comes from. And then again, it was just like, you know, just kind of got like re-inspired to just start making more goofy videos again. And what was I about to say, actually? Okay, I was actually at this time like uploading a bunch of silly videos to like my Instagram and whatnot. So I think that was part of it. Like a lot of like the later uploads after Chicken Goes to Space, that's just me taking the short videos I'd already made for Instagram and like uploading them to my YouTube. Just because it's like, LOL, this is like just a funny video to just shitpost, you know?
Yeah.
Like not really even trying to become like fucking quote unquote YouTube famous or anything, but just to make people laugh, because like outside of super chats, I have no interest in being monetized by YouTube. I'd rather go like the sponsor and Patreon route, like a Seth Zientek and the others, because that's just so much more fucking creative freedom. And it's like I won't have to be pumping out so many fucking videos like all the fucking time, like nonstop.
Yeah. So this show's. Is value for value, and I'd like to find, I'm sure there's stuff in the works, if not already there, but it's just donation based. So instead of saying, oh, like give me $5 a month on Patreon, it's just like give me whatever you want. So there's no limit on it. Like people can give as much or as little as they want, and you don't have to worry about advertisers or anything like that. But I know there's some things video wise that would be like that. There's a No Agenda Tube and some PeerTube stuff, but I think in the future soon there will be completely free and open platforms similar to Rumble, except without any ads at all, because fuck ads, dude. Ads ads are annoying. But
I mean, honestly, at this point I feel like someone like Elon Musk is probably just gonna buy YouTube, because YouTube's really, really fucking easy to like make profitable, right? It's just do not allow any legacy media to be monetized. It's that fucking simple. It's like, they have enough clout to get their own fucking sponsors. They can fuck off. And, like, just really crack down on, like, the unoriginal bullshit. Like, the Logan Paul shit.
Yeah.
Whatnot. And, like, the obvious fucking scams. And, like, all the fucking, you know, channels that are clearly hiring bots. Fucking permanently banned Philip DeFranco for, like, I don't know what the fuck that
Philly
man does,
D, but,
like,
man. Know, yeah, that guy sucks.
No, he blocked me on Twitter and actually reported my comment, because I called him out on the fact where, you know, like people just give him like X amount of money and he's able to like get them. He's able to like somehow hack YouTube to make a bunch of random accounts like subscribe to him. Like that fucking that Van Life Black girl that a lot of people woke up to being subscribed to out of the blue, and like shit, that still happens to me where it's like I know I did not subscribe to this channel at all.
Oh yeah, no, that's infuriating. That keeps happening to me with Tim Pool. Like Timcast, I unsubscribed from Timcast like 6 times now. I don't know how I keep getting resubscribed to Tim fucking Pool, dude. It's infuriating.
And then of course, you know, fucking especially once Susan Wojcicki took over, and like, you know, the video of her just like straight up saying to Juice WRLD, like, oh yeah, no, I can make it happen, where you have like this massive fucking audience out of the fucking blue and just literally fucking ruining YouTube, and like to the point where like her own kids were like, mom, what the fuck are you doing? You're making this you're making this site fucking cringe and gay. And like she just fucking refused to hear it. You saw me laughing hysterically in my stream just because of the irony where Susan did not take Jim Mediker's warning about a storm coming for her. And then, you know, she's like all into like the social justice shit and whatnot. Then what does it get her? What do lenient drug laws and like the enabling of heroin dealers get her? They get her a dead son. And it's like, yep. Nice one, Susan. Just fucking moi. Fucking phenomenal.
You played yourself.
Yeah, you really fucking did. But yeah, I mean, Google, even as like a search engine, like it's just fucking shit now.
Even DuckDuckGo is censoring their results. It's crazy.
Oh, no, like they're all shit. And like all you need is, and like, I don't know, search engines, like that's some really fucking primitive shit. So that's all someone has to do is just remake what Google originally was, and they'll have won the fucking search engine war off the fucking bat.
Yeah.
And with YouTube, it's like, again, like just enable the fucking creative and like don't put them under like this fucking pressure cooker shit and kick out legacy media and all these other fucking con artists, like especially people like the Paul brothers and like all those other fucking people who try to pretend to be like self-made and like they've been fucking like child actors and shit like that their whole life.
Yeah, Disney Channel Trust Fund Kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Want to be like, oh, woe is me. It's like, literally half the shit wrong in your life is your own fucking fault. Like, the one Paul brother who chose to, like, associate with, like, a fucking notorious pimp. Like, just think about that. To get the title being a notorious pimp. Like, you chose to fucking associate with that man and, like, have all those weapons in his house. How the fuck that Paul brother did not get Waco'd is beyond me. Because Lord knows if you and I had half the shit he had in his house, we would just immediately been shot through the window. Like, they would have not taken a fucking chance.
Yeah, I think it's partly, doesn't he live in Beverly Hills? I think it's part of the,
so this was out in, like, Nevada, I think, but it's like, it's a case of, like, the motherfucker's got, like, a fucking lot of money.
Yeah.
Same with, like, all the other fucking, same with every other generation of do-gooders, whether it be, like, the fucking Bible thumpers, the OG hippies, and, you know, like, the neo-Bible thumpers, the social justice fucking crowd who claims to hate Christianity yet is somehow a worse version of the Bible thumpers. Like, imagine, you know what I really like to say to these people that really gets them mad is that Antifa somehow managed to become worse than the Westboro Baptist Church, because at least the Westboro Baptist Church didn't go around burning down countless innocent people's homes and businesses and jobs. Like, and they preach about equally retarded and cruel shit, you know?
I will like, say yeah, there was a bunch of old people that always protest outside the Planned Parenthood right next to my house, and it mysteriously burned down recently, and nobody got in trouble for that, but I have a feeling I know who it was. I think it was the old people that are out there every day with signs.
I mean, undoubtedly, like, one of them probably goes way back to, like, the OG sheriff who still has ties to, like, the fucking local sheriff's account. Like, everyone wants to pretend that, like, you know, everything's been hunky-dory, but nah. Once, I think it was in the 90s where that's when, like, they really started cracking down on, like, first there's people in schools that just people in society in general where it's like, nah, you can't, like, fight back against your bullies and you can't even curse someone out or else the cops will be fucking called on you. And then that's when, like, our society started declining because it really just enabled, like, the most parasitic bastards our society has to offer to, like, thrive. Because it's like, if you can call the cops on someone for cursing you out for being a fucking scumbag, then it's like, they just keep getting away with it.
Yeah, corruption exists on every level, locally, federally, statewide, but I know for a fact in some other, I'm not going to mention exact places or counties with the certain sheriffs, but I know for a fact and know people that were tangentially involved, and I've seen some of it firsthand. The sheriffs can just make people they don't like disappear. Like, there's some bodies buried around here, and that's nationwide too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Like, my hometown, that was the old stomping grounds of the Johnston Brothers gang, who had the cops in their pocket. Of course, the area is just as corrupt as it was then. It's just that, like, with hard drugs, like, you can report to, like, especially the stateies in my part of Pennsylvania, you can report to them where a fucking heroin den is, and they'll treat you like the bad guy for knowing about it, even though it's out in the open, and then do nothing about it. Like, there's a fucking brat where, because his daddy was a banker, and he, quote-unquote, donated to the state, he's like, this motherfucker got away with, like, murder, pedophilia, heroin dealing, car thefts, you name it. And, like, a lot of people want him dead. Like, he's actually now in hiding. Well, I say hiding loosely, because it's like, I know where the motherfucker is. And actually, he answers a fucking cold case of, like, a fucking chick who's just, like, found dead on the side of the road like that. He's a fucking culprit, but it's another case of, like, with all the other stories I've fucking told people, like, no one fucking listens to me. And then it's like, then, of course, the truth comes out, and everyone's like, oh, look, yeah, so this is what happened. But, of course, like, they'd never admit I was right. Like, my mom calling me a fucking schizophrenic and trying to treat me like shit when I'm like, yo, so you fucking realize, like, you know, like, federal agencies and people can just watch you through your fucking webcam and shit like that, right? And she's like, oh, no, that's not true. And then, like, the second it becomes the quote-unquote cool thing to do, she, like, now she has tape all over her fucking webcams and shit, you know?
yeah, that's how it goes. I used to get made fun of for the same shit, and now, once people finally saw, like, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, and Dorsey with tape over their webcams, now everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
But, hey, we got a ton of voicemails. You want to hit a couple of these, knock some out?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right, let's do this for, well, look at the stinger. We'll transition over here. How about that?
Hey, Hey, Jimmy. I went there a lot lately. I need your help. I need you to figure out what's going on with my life.
What?
I've been trying to find out corruption, fast forward. It's not corrupted. God damn it. Never mind. Fuck all this. We're not gonna get anywhere. Thanks for your appreciation. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your appreciation. All right. Well,
I am down to, like, if homeboy's listening, I am down to, like, know what you want to tell me. I swear to you, I just could not understand. I think you might have been drunk or something.
Yeah, that sounded like
I'm not trying to assume.
That was kind of incoherent. That's okay. I'm sure there's going to be more than a couple of those, because I saw some of these came in at the wee hours in the morning.
What if it just gets inherently more incoherent? That'd be hilarious.
It'd be great if that was the most coherent voicemail we have.
Jimmy, you my goat for real. I ain't gonna lie to you. You my number one, bro. You on top. For real.
Jimmy, you're my goat. All right, that's cool. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, homie.
We'll do one more here, and we'll come back to him later.
Hello. I saw this post on Twitter. It was like, leave Jimmy a voicemail, so I wanted to leave a voicemail. I'm Fishy. Hi, Jimmy. I just wanted to say, keep up the good work. You're really funny, and I think that you're going to do great things and continue to make great content. Have a great day, and I hope things are going great for you. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Fishy. Fishy's doing good. Yeah, and like I said, there's so many fucking different fronts. This is how I've, like, even before Fish Tank, this is how I've been working for, like, the last couple of years, especially with the Hoarder Man's House project, where there's a lot of different fronts, but definitely on top of reclaiming Quarterman's property from the Japanese knotwood that I have to fucking dig up and fucking cut and fucking try to kill. I also just gotta, like, flip everything in my apartment. And then I'll be able to, like, really start generating content, because, you know, I'll be able to, like, afford better equipment. And Richie99, I know he's looking into what sort of good outdoor streaming equipment, and, like, I definitely have to, like, invest in, like, a good, like, portable Wi-Fi hotspot. I mean, shit, like, maybe even a Starlink or some shit like that. Like, if I'm going to do, like, in real life, like, 24/7 streams at Hoarder Man's of just fixing the place up.
Yeah, one thing I'll recommend for outdoors, which I should have learned a lot sooner, is when we were doing outdoor stuff, is get a wind guard for your camera, your microphone out there, because there's so much good footage I had back in the day. It's just like, it's the wind, a good wind guard goes a long way when you're outside.
Oh yeah. And like these things would be like under like tents and whatnot. Like it would probably be like, we'd set up in like a, probably where like we'd be doing like the repair shop shit.
Hell yeah. I'm excited. I'm gonna have to get something from a Hoarder Man's. I'll hit you up once.
If you ever want to just, like, fucking visit the place, because I mean, shoot, like, even just me and one other person, like, the few times I have been able to, like, go out there and do some more work after the show, like, it's already, like, just light years better. Like, to give you an idea. So
by what state is it in again?
Classified. Text me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got you. Yeah, because I'm in Tennessee, so I'm assuming it's going to be a hell of a drive from where I'm
north, northeast. Okay. So if I were to guess, probably about a 12-ish hour drive, but especially when it gets warm out and shit like that, like, Hoarder Man's chill. He'd probably, like, let you camp there if, like, you're down for, like,
I mean, that'd be awesome. If I can make the time, I with the kid and the job and everything, it's tough, but.
Oh, yeah. Nah, homie, like, believe me, I get it.
But I would love to. If it lines up and works out, like, that would be sweet. I definitely would hang out there and meet everybody and But,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, wait, do you want to, let's see. I have a segment I'd like to, maybe we can do here.
Okay.
I call it's a try. It's basically a lightning round, but it's a truer, it's just, I kind of want to get an idea of where you land on a bunch of things. So maybe we can do a lightning round, true or false. You just go into it and I just tell you something and you say it's true or false.
All right.
All right. You want to do that?
Sure.
Let's do it. True or false? Okay, birds aren't real.
False.
Israel and the CIA killed JFK.
Partly true. It was also really run by the Jewish mob. The guy who made sex blackmail. Yeah, so like he was top mobster at the time. They were Zionists. And yeah.
That's a 50-50.
That's true, but they're missing like the key figurehead.
Gotcha. All right, moon landing was fake. True or false?
Honestly, I'm personally wanting to go with like false, just because it's like, I don't know. I feel like that shit was real. You know, like we got like fucking moon rocks and shit back.
Well, they turned out to be from Holland, but some of them I guess might have been real. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. The moon is hollow. True or false?
Jeez, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, in a way, I could see it. Like, there'd have to be something at the dead center there, like really just pulling in all that gravity. So maybe it's like partly hollow. I could see, if that makes sense.
David Icke says that's where the lizard people live, inside the hollow moon, I think. Here's a real controversial one. Butter is better than margarine. True or false?
True.
Yeah, facts. All right, nuclear bombs don't exist and never have.
I'm going to go with false.
Right.
Because, I mean, we've actually seen that shit. And, like, even bombs that, like, aren't nukes, like, they... Like, we've seen what's been made. Like, Tsar Bomba fucking showed the world, like, hey, yeah, bet, check this shit out.
All right, here's one. The coming alien invasion will be faked with holograms.
True, I can see that. Like, we all know what Project Bluebeam is at this point.
All right, here's one. Joe Biden has been dead for years and now is played by multiple people in prosthetic CIA Biden masks.
I could kind of see it, but at the same time, I feel like that if anything, it's just like it would be like one of his family members taking his place, or like a fucking cousin or some shit.
Yeah, clone or twin brother.
I'm gonna go with like half and half.
All right, here's another one: the Holocaust. True or false?
$250,000. That's my final answer.
Okay. 9/11 was. Sorry. Go ahead.
Ballpoint pens and the fact that, yeah, isn't it convenient that all the death camps were found by the Soviets, who were trying to cover up the fact that Vladimir Lenin was the inventor of, oh yeah, hey guys, let's get rid of all the Jews that don't agree with us first, because there were a lot of Jews against Lenin and the Bolsheviks, like, when they first emerged, because they were like, bruh, we spent all these generations trying to prove to the world that we're not a bunch of bastards, you guys are fucking it up. And Lenin and Trotsky and all them said, very interesting. And then, yeah, they're the first to get rid of all the Jews.
That's a good point.
Except for their own Jews. But, I mean, hey, the Nazis had their own Jews under their belt, too, so.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. The Germany had some of the best Jews. They had the Klaus Schwabs, the George Soroses, the Henry Kissingers. Okay, so, and next one. 9/11 was an inside job.
Yes, absolutely. Inside job combined with Israeli Mossad.
True.
Because you know they were caught fucking cheering as the towers fell on the New Jersey side of the bridge, and of course they were let the fuck go.
Yeah, the arts, the dancing Israelis, the art students had their own level on their own floor.
Fucking the World Trade Center CEO admitting like in an interview that he said to blow up Tower 7 because I guess there was a fire or some shit in it.
Yeah. All right, next one. Rob Schneider is based. True or false?
true. He's never been a dick. Well, I wouldn't say never, never, but, you know, the man's not a dick. He's not fucking full of himself. He's just Rob Schneider.
He's just kind of like how,
yeah, it's like, you know, like, he's just chilling. And it's like, you ain't even gotta, like, be making, like, good quality content or whatnot to, like, have my respect. Just don't be a fucking dick.
Facts. All right, true or false, Freemasons run the world.
I'm going to go with false. What a lot of people don't realize is, like, each different Freemason lodge or even sect of lodges, it's, like, its own different version of Freemasonry. Like, there's just, like, a lot of individuality in, like, the Freemasons with, like, each lodge. A lot of them are just honestly, like, kind of like frat clubs, if you can be honest. Some of them are a lot more chill and professional. Like, shit, one of Horderman's friends used to be a Freemason. He was like, yeah, like, you know, shit was chill. He left because he converted to Seventh-day Adventualism, and because you have to call your brothers, like, master if they outrank you, like, that goes against, like, the core tenets. Mm. But yeah, like, he was chill, and, like, all they do is just, like, sit around, chill, and many of them, and then it's just, like, you know, they do business with each other, but it's, like, a secure place for, like, homies to, like, just discuss business, shit like that. Not quite as extravagant as a lot of people make it out to be. Of course, that, again, it depends on, like, the sect and even the lodge itself, right? So there are, like, yeah, some fucked up ones where, like, no doubt they're doing really fucked up shit and pulling some fucked up strings, but as a whole, they're not all in communication and in unison. Like, the fucking Turkish Freemasons, they're, like, now, what, beheading goats or some shit? They sure as shit ain't doing that here in the States. They're just doing coke and booze, honestly.
Yeah. I've heard that happens in the green room, but I didn't know they were doing that in Turkey. All right, next one. Baphomet and his clockwork elves run the world with reptilian shapeshifters as their third-dimensional proxies. True or false?
I'm going to go with false on that one. Because okay. Let me tell you, If I see a shapeshifter, I'm just attacking it on sight and consuming it. I will eat a when I fight a monster to the death, I will eat it if I need to. I know that's a bit schizophrenic of me to say, but I don't know.
I mean,
like, I'm just not spooked of them. What's the worst that can happen from eating a skinwalker?
You gain their powers is maybe the best
thing. Yeah, pretty much.
Alright.
And think about it. Then they're going to be scared of me because they're like, oh, fuck, we don't want to be eaten. Yeah. We want to eat other people. We don't want to be eaten.
Okay, true or false? Fishtank.live is an elaborate government experiment with Sam Hyde and Jet Neptune as their unwitting foot soldiers.
Absolutely not, because if it was a government experiment, they would have tried to have me fucking killed for knowing too much about the recall programs. And for, like, coming out of it sane and also being like, yeah, nah, You motherfuckers, you owe me money, you owe my sister money, you owe countless kids money. You all need to be bronze bulled for your fucking crimes.
Alright, next one. The Earth is hollow.
Honestly, I can kind of see that. I'm gonna go with half and half, because, you know, like, there are cases where they have actually found, like, water just deep, 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 deep within the Earth, and it's, like, highly radioactive. But yeah, there's just, like, water where there should be magma. So there's definitely, like, in terms of, like, caves and, like, deep underground earth, there's a lot. It's like the ocean. Like, there's a lot there that people just don't understand. Like, think about all the times, so, like, they found caves with entirely new species of life in it, right? It's like that shit. Like, no one's just really taken the time to invent the technology to really explore that shit. But I do feel like with advancement of, I don't know, drones are just remote control shit in general. Like, you could probably get, like, a remote control helicopter or something with a live feed camera just going deep, deep, deep within, like, essential parts of caves that no one could get into. Kind of like what they do with the pyramids. Sorry, that was a lot.
No, that was good. That's good. I loved it. Alright, next one. The Earth is flat.
False.
False. Alright. Next one. This reality is a soul recycling system created by an intergalactic demiurge, and until we break free, the human species is trapped in its own hell.
False. This reality is a result of the CERN project, blending realities together. For example, I'm from the Bernstein Bears universe. And you can tell, like, there has to be some truth
to this
shit.
By the way, I am also from the Bernstein universe.
Good. Because, you know, like, The thing about this, though, right? There has to be some fucking truth to it, because what the fuck do, like, newspapers and, like, all these other media cronies say about that theory? They call it quote-unquote dangerous, and it's like, why is that a dangerous theory? It's not a dangerous theory unless your boss doesn't want people to fucking even be discussing that shit, you know? And, like, that makes people really scratch their head and go, what the fuck's going on here?
True. All right, just a couple more left. True or false, MMR vaccines cause autism?
I don't know. I personally feel like autism might be... I could see it being, like, partly one or two vaccines that were slapped in around the 90s. My main bet is, honestly, I feel like autism's a result of a lot of psychiatric medication not being properly filtered through these sewer systems and then being drinking by pregnant women. Or pregnant women who do things like Xanax and whatnot while pregnant. And of course it's like, well, you're not gonna fucking tell your kid, yeah, mommy was a pill popper while you were in the fucking womb.
Yeah. Alright, the Titanic sinking was actually about Jekyll Island and the Federal Reserve. True or false?
Half and half. We would need to bring that wreck up from the ground, which I would fucking love to invest in to do that, because I feel like if you were to get a submarine down there, right, and put, like, imagine, like, a fucking huge but really fucking compressed inflatable raft or whatnot, and you just kind of put it on the inside and surround the outside of the Titanic with it, and you just inflate it all at once. That would cause it to rise.
That's a good
idea. So, you know, like, yeah.
Why aren't you in charge of this? I like that idea.
Yeah, I could see this being like a Jekyll Island cover-up, and the best part about that plan is basic physics tell me that it can be done. We just have to account for the fucking pressure down there, because that pressure is going to be fucking nuts. What was the one we talked about before this? Because I realized I had one more
vaccines to add on to it.
Yeah. Vaccines that cause autism. Oh, yeah, and also, like, the definition of autism means fucking nothing now. Like, I shit you not, it's gotten so bad that if a kid so much as slightly thinks outside the box, they're now being slapped with autism. And
yeah, I guess the,
like,
I should
a subhuman animal.
And I guess the autism I'm thinking of is somebody that's, like, going, and banging their head against the wall and, like, knocking on their tippy toes. That, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But I will say that, like, yeah, autism's way over fucking rated, and there's a lot of people being wrongly diagnosed with autism with, like, clearly child trauma or some shit like that. Or just, hell, not even, like, being able to socialize because your parents don't want to take you fucking anywhere, you know? It's like, of course, no one's going to know fucking social cues if they don't fucking socialize. Right?
Right.
That's the end of that rant.
Last one. You ready?
Yeah.
Traps aren't gay. True or false?
That's 200% gay.
All right.
Because, you see, you're fucking a man and you're dealing with the inherent homosexuality of a woman.
Thank you for playing, Jimmy. That was fun.
That was fun.
Do you want to hit some more voicemails? We got a lot to go through.
Yeah, can I grab some water real quick? I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, homie. Five seconds. Okay, I'm back.
He's back! All right, there we go. Left off here.
Good evening, Jimmy. This is your conscience. Don't you ignore me, you son of a bitch!
Wait.
I like that man's voice acting.
That was good, but there was your conscience apparently didn't have anything specific to say, I guess. It was just, good evening and don't ignore me.
A David Lynch moment.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Sam. I'm just wondering when you're gonna, and if you're gonna, but more so when you're gonna open your OnlyFans. Thanks.
Sam's actually a friend. I'm not. If I open the OnlyFans, it's going to be like an elaborate fucking troll where, like, people just fucking pay, right? People just, like, pay, and I'd make it something ridiculous, like fucking $50 for a single fucking day, or if that's even possible, and then, like, they'd unlock everything. It's just me just doing a bunch of just stupid shit, but not even naked, not even sexual.
Yeah, I like that.
I'd be idea. Like, thanks for the money, suckers.
Yeah, I think they... Do they take a bigger or smaller percentage than Patreon? I wonder, because I think there's an underused market of doing non-sexual things on OnlyFans.
I'm not sure. I do know that OnlyFans did want to, like, remodel themselves for, like, a split second to be like, yo, we don't have to do, like, all the sexual shit.
Yeah, and then all the whores on OnlyFans... I mean, I saw it on Twitter. The backlash was insane, and they were like, we were kidding, never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but, like, fucking a lot of the women I went to fucking high school with and, like, who were really mean to me and, like, well, on top of usually 9 times out of 10 getting themselves strung out on pills and becoming crazier than I was naturally, you know, they all became, like, OnlyFans sluts. And it's like, yeah. LOL, bitch, so, you ever try to step to me again, I got your fucking nudes, bitch. I win.
Yeah, there was some...
And I didn't even have to pay. I didn't have to fucking pay. It usually be like one dude that I went to school with who I was kind of cool with. It'd be like,
oh, he'll leak them all, yeah. Guess what? You know one guy, yeah. He's going to send them to everybody. It's like, oh, yeah, did you see it? Yeah, so I'm... And you can... Yeah, there's sites where you can pirate that shit. I can't imagine paying for pornography, but I know a lot of girls that I... a lot I went to school with, and some that I have fucked, even some recently, have OnlyFans now, and I don't know how to feel about it. But
yo, the fucking college.
They're making more money. Dude, if I had tits, I'd be on OnlyFans so fast it would make your head spin.
I mean, well, nah.
I just need money.
I ain't going on OnlyFans for tits. Look, listen, if I have tits, I'm not going on to OnlyFans. If I have tits, I'm going to the fucking doctor, because I'd still sound like this. I'd still have a penis. I still look the same. I just have tits. And okay. I would need them chopped off immediately. What was I about to say? Fuck.
OnlyFans, girls.
I'll remember it later. I'll remember it later. Some of those chicks are like, some of those fucking accounts are just really fucking bad. Like the fucking, like, the ones where it's like they include like their own daughters and shit like that. And it's like, what the fuck?
I didn't know about that. That's insane.
Nah, there's like a lot of weird fucking like lesbian only fans where it's like a mom and daughter posing like nude together or some shit. It's like,
that's a little much. I'm surprised they don't allow breastfeeding on OnlyFans or like, no, it's not breastfeeding. They don't allow lactation on OnlyFans. But they allow that? That seems crazy.
Yeah.
No. All right, I'll hit this next one.
Hello, this is for Mr. Downey. These are your employers. I need you to find the nearest Quick Trip. I don't give a fuck how far away it is. I need you to go there right now, take a picture of their mascot, Extra Man, and post it on Twitter. Failure to do so will result in immediate termination. Thank you.
What's that about?
I don't know. So what was that? Quick Trip? Quick Trip. I guess trip. I gotta go. Hang on. Quick Trip.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck how far away it is. And they want you to take a picture of the Quick Trip mascot Extra Man and post it on Twitter. Failure to do so will result in immediate termination.
Well, so, no, so there's... So is it called, like, Quick Trip or QT? I guess I'll just look up locations. But yeah, like, I'm down for this fucking mission.
That's awesome. All right, yeah, do it. Let me know how it goes.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Vince.
Wait a minute. This guy, okay. I'm already liking this guy.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Vince. I need you to do me a favor. I got a couple 40-foot containers that are full of crab. They're going out to Battle Creek, Michigan. I need you and a couple of good guys in Michigan to do me this favor. And believe me, you owe me the fucking favor. Your boss called me. Your boss called me in, and I need you to drop whatever the fuck you're doing, whatever you're doing with this fishbowl show, whatever the fuck that is, and I need you to unload some fucking trucks in Battle Creek, Michigan. So give me a call back at this number, Jimmy. Don't fucking dodge this. Do not fucking dodge this. I'm not joking. Give me a call. All right. I'll see you around, Jimmy.
A lot of people just asking you to do jobs now. You're unloading crab and going to Quick Trips or whatever. I don't know what's happening. That was funny. I liked that.
What was the order? Like, drop off stone crabs into, like, fucking Michigan? Said,
I've got a couple 40-foot containers that are full of crab. They're going out to Battle Creek, Michigan.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy, I couldn't help but notice you were in the attic masturbating. That was pretty wild. I'm kind of a cock aficionado myself. My little brother started playing the skin flute at age 13. If you're 27 and tug it once every 2 or 3 days, you've jacked a cock off around 3,000 times. You've jacked off miles of cock, Jimmy. That's gay as fuck, but which is gayer, Jimmy? A dude jacking off a cock 3,000 times or clicking a Reddit link? We all know it's Reddit, but could Jimmy elaborate?
I'd say clicking the Reddit link, because for all you know, it's going to be to some communist shit, and it could be your own penis. I mean, it goes without saying, a man touching his own penis is not gay. As long as he's not looking into the mirror while he masturbates, it is not gay. Or look at gay porn.
Yeah, but that Reddit, the Reddit thing was weird. The Reddit Jimmy, Reddit. You were even on during the, they changed your name on the Fish Tank leaderboards on fishtank.live to Reddit Jimmy for a while there.
I think it was because it was like, I was just like, made it clear, like, fuck Reddit. All my homies hate Reddit. And they were like, oh, LOL.
That was funny.
I come from the OG side.
Yeah.
We don't breach containment. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
MySpace?
I'll send you a link. Nah, bro, I'll send you a fucking link, because honestly, you get a fucking blast out of it.
Hell yeah. All right, we'll keep plowing through these here.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, seat sitter. Well, firstly, I want to say, Jimmy, you're by far my favorite fish. I think you're incredibly entertaining. I can't imagine having to be on for 24/7, that would make me crazy. But anyway, I wanted to say that on the first day that you were in the house, I had a hard time trying to figure out who was who. And it was hard to see people talking and seeing the faces. So I actually thought that your voice was Brian, Cole, and Jimmy. And then I realized, oh no, you just talk a lot and you do some voices, your voice fluctuates, which I appreciated because again, it's very entertaining. And then I heard you say something about the Federal Reserve and then I knew that this was my boy. So I guess I don't really have a major question for you, but I was just thinking, is there any, interesting conspiracy theory that either is your favorite to look into because it's so interesting or terrifying, or are there any new ones that you heard about recently that you didn't hear about before? I would love to hear your opinion on that. All right, much love. Bye, guys.
Goodbye. Well, thank you, first off. Interesting conspiracy theories. I mean, obviously, there's, like, the fact that Hollywood, although it hasn't changed since the time of my great-grandfather, Morton Downey Sr., who was an absolute monster. That's why Morton Downey Jr. is such a bit of a nutcase. But, yeah, just the fact that, like, Hollywood is still, like, it's really open and rampant that there's just so many fucking sex crimes going on, like sexual blackmail, just open pedophilia. I'd say, like, that's the craziest one. And honestly, just like I said, like, the fucking troubled teen industry, the Utah program, behavior modification programs, whatever you want to call them. Just the fact that shit's going on. And, like, as we speak, there's some kid out there in this country getting the living shit beaten out of him by a group of strangers that his parents hired to kidnap him and force him into one of these places.
Yeah, and you sent me some good stuff on that I'm going to put in the show notes, as well as that video you sent me, because I've known people that were in similar stuff, not in Utah, but it is, like you said, it's way more rampant than I think people realize. And we were talking before the show on the phone, the Bahad Bahabi going to the Dr. Phil Ranch, and how the state, the local governments, as well as cops and state governments, sign off on all this essential psychological and sometimes physical child abuse that goes on.
Yeah, it's psychological and physical child abuse and torture.
And it's not just the Pray the Gay Away camps. It's that like they threw Mike Pence under the bus for. There's a lot more. It's sometimes it's secular. It's not even always religious.
Yeah, no, it's just fucked. And the funny thing is like, again, like if anyone really wants to like really fucking strike a blow to the social justice movement, expose these fucking programs, because all those fucking social justice doctors and whatnot, because they, even before like social justice really ramped up, because that shit, like the whole white privilege shit, that shit actually that shit popped off right after I escaped Utah, right? So believe me when I say I was about to go on a fucking rampage against like those fucking people, because it's like, you motherfuckers just watched me starve halfway to death and made fun of me the whole time it was going on. And what? Now you have the audacity to call me fucking privileged. Because like all those fucking like doctors and whatnot, all the fucking do-gooders you see in the media, a lot of them are deeply, deeply, deeply connected to these fucking programs. And it would just be funny to just watch them fucking squirm and like be put in their place and just really expose like just how fucked it is and how deep the rabbit hole goes. Because, I mean, shit, you don't need to, like, really dig deep into the fucking federal government to fucking get this whole movement to fucking die. Like, this is, like, some pretty out-in-the-open shit that's, like, really fucking heavy. And much easier to access than, say, the Scientology prisons, which, of course, Antifa has yet to try and liberate at all. In fact, I asked a fucking Antifa member, this fucking spoiled cunt named Hannah, who would always talk about how she wants to move to Israel when she's 26, that way, you know, she doesn't get the mandatory military service. I asked that fucking ugly cunt, hey, so, how come none of you cocksuckers dare to touch the Scientology prisons during the 2020 riots? And she couldn't give a fucking answer. They never can. Funny story, though. Her sad sob excuse for why she did, like, the 2020 riots as a fucking communist is, and I quote, oh, I was the only Jewish girl in my school, and my teachers would let me come in high as a kite every day. And it's like, are you fucking shitting me? That's your sad sob excuse. I rest my case. Sorry.
What was the process like of that escape from Utah and the, like, the shit you were put through in that, like, the quote-unquote betterment facility or whatever? Like, what was, can you walk us through, like, whatever you're comfortable talking about with, like, getting out of there and getting out of Utah? What was that all that like?
So I lucked out, So here's an important thing. So the regular staff at the secondary program were fucking dog shit, right? A lot of them were former drug addicts or drug dealers turned Mormon who were in these programs, and they decided to fucking convert to Mormonism and then start working for these poor programs. And they take all their fucking personal life shit out on people like me and like anyone else there. But yeah, so first I went to this wilderness therapy program. After my mom lied to me, I had just flunked out of college, and my mom, and this is like soon after my parents got divorced because my mom was caught cheating. So she decided to take her anger out on me by sending me to one of these fucking places, and lying to me, saying like, oh yeah, it's just like a 2-week thing. And they, the fuck thing is like, because I was an adult at the time, by law, they're supposed to let me go. So the reason why I'm not naming these fucking faggots is because I can still get money out of them. And yeah, like, if they get catch wind that I'm fucking coming for them, that I'm literally fucking coming for them to, like, put them in the fucking streets financially, like, they're gonna fucking, like, lawyer up and, like, brace up. But yeah, so the wilderness therapy program, where they don't even have therapists, they have these sociopathic fucking social workers who claim that somehow their degree in sociology was so much more difficult than having a fucking therapist degree. You know, I had to go along with, like, all their fucking bullshit. Like, they would always, like, fucking belittle me, like, some 1984 shit. Like, the scene with the therapist, it was kind of like that. Because, like, if you dared to say no, like, you know, they would put you in a group where you would be deprived of the ability to speak freely unless it's deemed, quote-unquote, constructive, deprive you of food, whole nine yards. I had no choice but to go to the secondary program, because it's like, either I'm stuck in the wilderness program where I'm being forced to march around with 100+ pounds on my back, no showers, no basic amenities, no nothing, for an additional 12 to 16 weeks before being given the chance again to leave, or I go to the secondary program and wing it, where at least I have a shower. So I chose a secondary program, and that's why I learned that Mormons are some of the fucking, some of the biggest scumbags up on planet Earth. This was out in St. George, Utah, the real Mormon capital. The second, like, that they knew, like, I wasn't Mormon, like, they just treated me subhuman. Like, no one would fucking hire me, no nothing.
That's fucking wild. That, I remember you talking...
Like, yeah, they didn't even fucking provide food. I had to fucking go to a fucking food pantry just to be fed. I withered away to nothing but a fucking skeleton while out there. That's a place where the doctor gave me this pill called Saffris, claiming it was a sleeping aid when in reality it was a psychotropic, and I found out from other people that were there with me that he had done that to a bunch of other people, like giving them psychotropics when he knew that, like, they didn't need psychotropics at all and they would go nuts.
That's fucked. Yeah, that's fucked. I remember you talking about a lot of this on Fish Tank. Like, I think maybe there was that one night where you and Megan especially were just, like, talking and talking for hours. And I think you got into some of this. There was when you were in the kitchen, and I didn't understand the context of it. Now I thought it was a joke. But now knowing you're later on, now learning some of this history about you, when you tongue-in-cheek, but you advocated for the genocide of Mormons, I was like, what is he talking about? And now I know after what they did to you, it's like, well, yeah, fuck them.
No, it's not even what they did to me. Like, it's a common myth where it's like, oh, yeah, the Mormons did nothing wrong. Everyone in America just hated them. No, they were killing non-Mormons all the way there. And Joseph Smith had, like, 5 different 10-year-old wives.
Yeah.
And people were like, so you're a pedophile, and you're literally attacking people who aren't a part of your cult. You're getting the fuck out of here. Like, the Mormon Trail is always riddled with massacres committed by the Mormons. So that whole myth of, like, oh yeah, Joseph Smith did nothing wrong, that's a fucking lie. That's honestly probably why, like, South Park does, like, the whole tongue-in-cheek thing where, like, they make them seem, like, really, really, like, you know, picturesque and perfect. Because they're like that on the surface, but especially the Utah and Idaho Mormons, the second you slightly dig beneath the surface, you realize they're a bunch of fucking scumbags.
Yeah, all the Mormons I've met are, the two guys on the bicycles with a black tie and white shirt, like, they've been friendly, overly friendly, to the point of creepy, and I couldn't put my finger on as to why. And honestly, until seeing you talk about it, I just was like, oh, the Mormons are, like, the nicest religion ever. And then once you just barely peel back that surface, you're like, oh, no, it's a facade. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's good and nice Mormons, but...
Oh, yeah, there are. Like, the Jack Mormons of Wyoming, like, they, like, if you want some, like, whistleblowers on what Mormonism is really like, the Jack Mormons, like, they're more chill because, like, they actually drink and smoke weed, but they don't even go to Utah. And a lot of Mormons who live outside of Utah and are not from Utah originally will tell you, like, yeah, like, the Utah and Idaho Mormons are fucked. Like, they really give us a bad name with half the shit they do. What was I about to say? Oh, yeah, the secondary program didn't believe me at first that, like, I was fine and that my parents were just shit until, like, I told them a lot of stories from my past. And then when my therapist asked my parents about what went on in my past and brought up the stories I told them, my parents yelled at him, being like, oh, how dare our son tell you that story? And then that's when he realized, oh, wait, this guy isn't fucking lying. And he couldn't help me directly, but he was very supportive after that of, like, yeah, start your GoFundMe, just try to get enough money to get a plane ticket to get the fuck out of here. Because I made it clear that, like, once I get enough money just to afford a plane ticket and transportation there, I'm fucking leaving. Like, I am not staying here for Halloween. I'm not staying here for fucking Christmas. And that was just fucking brutal. Because, yeah, like, I had some fucking cunts back home, like, reporting my GoFundMe for, like, hate speech and whatnot. And again, just all the fucking cunts, like, laughing at me, not helping me, just watching me starve to death. And then, of course, when I call them out for it, they either pretend to, like, not remember, or they say, like, oh, yeah, I don't use Facebook, which is, like, a brazen fucking lie. Because it's like, you literally just posted 5 fucking seconds ago, retard, don't lie to me.
I hope you take these fuckers down, and I hope you get a big old payday.
I'm actually looking forward to the day where I can name drop one particular cunt who canceled my plane ticket home because she, and I quote, did not want me to pursue any legal charges against my parents because it wasn't good for our relationship, is now full-blown social justice, some faggot fucking social worker with a made-up gender, now claiming, you know, oh yeah, I'm here to represent poor people who went through childhood trauma with parental abuse and whatnot. It's like, motherfucker, it's been 9 years. Not a single fucking apology. All your shit's on the internet.
Has there been anybody, like, not to I mean, not specifically him, but somebody like Rikita Law or somebody that's kind of in the war in like tangentially related to the Sam Hyde, Dick Masterson, that universe, that is a lawyer that's like reached out to you since you've talked about this and has offered their help, their services at all?
No, sadly not. But I mean,
well, hopefully that'll happen.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
There's also like a,
sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you're good.
So I was going to say, like, there's also like another one which is really easy, but I need a prosecuting attorney for. So in Pennsylvania, even if you're the victim of a crime and you file like a police report, whole nine yards, and you want, and like the police drop it, you still need a fucking lawyer just to get the investigation discovery report. So that way you can see like all the evidence that was fucking gathered and why the fucking case was dropped. So I just need like a lawyer from that, because that's like another case of, once I get those files, I'll easily be able to like file a lawsuit against some fucking people.
And like, well, hopefully by the next time, if we do a show again, hopefully by next time there'll be an update on that, because it seems like it seems like you deserve some justice on that. You cool with hitting another voicemail?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah! Sorry for my ramblings as always.
No, that's why you're here, man. I love hearing you talk. You're good people.
Jimmy, it's so cool to see you on Abs in a Six Pack. This is Sir Spencer from over bowlafterbowl.com.
Bowl after
bowl. It was so cool to see that TTS come through with shitmyass.com while you're in there. You know, the judge, I think, is a good guy that I often align with and agree with, but the one thing I didn't agree with was where the judge said, you know, cringe when you do racism, Jimmy. I don't think it's cringe when you do racism, Jimmy. I think it's a blast. I think it's hilarious. You're a funny guy. And I think you're going places. So it's cool to see you on Abs in a Six Pack today.
It's Sir Spencer.
Yeah, thank you, homie.
That's Sir Spencer of bowlafterbowl.com. He's good people.
Hey, Jimmy. This guy here, Sitter, is the reason why I got into Fish Tank this year. So thanks, Seat City.
You're welcome.
You were my endorsement after you said something along the lines of, I want to have 5 sons, and I will love every daughter it takes to get there. I just love that. I have 4 kids, so. Oh, that struck me, you little sweetheart. And another thing is, you did some good bitching about the FCC and music and copyright, and I wanted to introduce you to the concept of DMU, or decentralized music. And it's a way that musicians can put their songs out there, value for value, and receive Bitcoin as payments. So look into it. If you need a starting place, go to homegrownhits.xyz. I do a show every Thursday night featuring DMU artists with Mary Kate Ultra and Daisy B. Cooper. It's a great time, and we'd love to have you hanging out there. Anyway, this is DeLorean signing off.
That is a good show. Homegrown Hits, live every Thursday. Yeah, you're working on an album, or at least you're working on some kind of music right now, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been tinkering with different songs I've been trying to bring to life for years. It's just been a matter of time, money, and so I know Audacity. I don't know FL Studio, so also trying to teach myself FL Studio and what the different knobs mean and like what exactly they do. That's been the main hiccup, but in terms of like getting samples and distorting samples, that's been easy. Like the cursed recordings that are on my YouTube, I made all that shit in Audacity and like easily.
That's what I use, is Audacity. It's simple, it's free. I don't have Ableton or anything like that, but yeah, you should once you get some music out there, that's a cool thing to do. That she was talking about, is decentralize your music, and you have full control of it. You get anytime, that means also anybody can play your music once it's up there on their podcast, and it'll automatically be linked back to your music. And then anybody that donates to that podcast when that song was playing, that'll go straight into your Bitcoin wallet. I don't know if you're into crypto or anything, but it's going to be more sturdy than fiat coming up, probably.
I mean, yeah, like, well, I mean, yeah, like we can't fucking survive on a fiat currency. That's why, if we really want to like reverse inflation completely, All we have to do is reback our currency, not only with gold and silver, but just any single precious, every single precious metal you can think of, right? Because there's like a lot of shit more valuable than gold, platinum, palladium, rhodium, osmanium. And just back our currency with that shit. I mean, but yeah, like, I was actually planning on using Bandcamp when I do make the music and whatnot, and like I do get it all finished. I was gonna post it up on Bandcamp because they're really really good with musicians who sell on there.
Yeah, and it's not either or. You can you can do all the above, Bandcamp, whatever.
Yeah.
Like I have my shitty music on there, and it's cool to see the Bitcoin flow in, and also just have it available on LM Beats and those other apps that people can play your tunes and share your tunes but yeah, so it's all decentralized, and if for some reason you're like, oh well, change my mind, you can just take it right off. It's not like you're still owning, retaining full ownership. But yeah, Homegrown Hits, that's a great show. Homegrownhits.xyz. We'll hit another voicemail here, maybe. I know it's getting close to wrapping up here, so let's try to blast through Leslie's voicemail.
And we can always do a part two if you're down.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Anytime.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Jimmy, thanks for coming on the show. It's good to hear from you. On the tank, you were a music man, trying to get some music going all the time. And I respected that. I felt like there wasn't really enough music going on in the tank, but I think that's because of copyright shit. And that's why you got in trouble, and a bunch of people kept getting in trouble for fucking just trying to listen to some music. I'm just fucked up that that's the format. But anyway, what do you listen to get down? What's your fucking get riled up music? What's your chill out and smoke music? And what's your favorite video game music? Which video game is your favorite music? Alright. This is Lavish. Peace.
Lavish.
Favorite video game music, that would probably be a tie between Alien Hominid, Castle Crashers, and the No More Heroes series. And if we're going by, like, the bulk of the soundtrack of those games I really like. These days I mostly listen to electronic. I just have so many different songs that go really well for getting hyped up, for smoking, where I cannot name, like, a single one. But I literally do just, like, listen to everything under the sun, except for modern rap, modern pop, and modern country, or at least like the mainstream modern stuff, because it literally all sounds the same.
I'm the same way. I like Sturgill Simpson and even Childers and stuff like that, but with the modern rap, modern country, it's mostly trash. Kanye and Kendrick are pretty cool modern rap, but yeah, dude, the stuff, whatever you were playing on your stream last night, there wasn't anything I heard song wise that I didn't vibe with. It was all good shit.
But
dude, I can't remember when. What night it was, or how late into Fish Tank it was, but when you guys were all sitting in the doghouse and passing around the freaking Yamaha keyboard or whatever keyboard that was, dude, you were fucking crushing it. And the chat, I don't know if you probably haven't been able to go back and see what any of the chat was saying, but dude, you won over so many people with that keyboard that night, dude. It was everybody was hype on it. It was really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, that was just so much fun. That's another reason why, like, I was just so sad when, like, Charles eliminated Delaney, because it's like, fuck. Yeah. And then, fuck, there goes the keyboard.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, the keyboard left with her. I didn't even think about that. All right, we got a couple more here.
Hi, this is a message for Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. My name is Carolyn. I saw you on Fish Tank, and I thought you were a lot of fun. You were singing this song by Warren Zevon,
hey.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money. And I think you had to be stopped because you were singing that song. Could you sing that song for me? All right, thanks. Bye.
Do you want to sing a little bit of that song?
I'll sing the, like the chorus.
Hell yeah.
Send lawyers, guns, and money. Da, 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 to get me out of this. Hey! Actually, no, they never stopped me for singing it. I was able to sing that in the Cell Challenge. I did like a parody of it. I think AB has that clip up somewhere. If you look in, if you ask Taylee Or AB. Someone does have that on Twitter. I remember they posted that within, like, the last month or so, because Taylor was asking about it.
Yeah, AB was the one that found that clip that I've been looking for months, and he found it just last minute of you saying, what the hell is shitmyass.com? I was like, thank you, AB. So, yeah, shout out, AB. That was great. All right, here's another one.
Hi, sir, seat-sitter, and
hello.
Guest, James of Fish Tank Infamy. I just wanted to ask Jimmy about the fallout of the boxing match and being yelled at by the judge about ruining the show, and you know, his whole rant and rave. I guess my question is, was that anything that was discussed before the boxing? I know that there, you had told him that you were going to cheat and you were going to, like, do some dastardly bullshit or whatever. And that seemed like kind of like you guys had, like, discussed that in the basement prior, maybe a little bit. And if it wasn't talked about beforehand, did you take offense to that? Do you think that the judge has a poor perception of you after some of the things that happened on the show? I'm just curious. I don't think he would. It doesn't seem like he's that type of guy. Either way, thanks for being an entertaining fellow. Good day.
Well, so, I mean, so that whole thing is like, you know, they bring me back in as like, look, I was just like really upfront with him. It's like, y'all motherfuckers up. Now, obviously, like, this is just how I was, and I ain't fucking mad at him, but, like, you know, I was fucking miffed where it's like, y'all really had Jimmy Fucks Dogs TTS whole nine yards, yet you're censoring all this other stuff about other contestants that other people are trying to send through. And, I mean, I think you probably can guess what I'm talking about. And, like, they knew that, like, I was good and fucking pissed, like, when I stepped out, like, those few days, and, like, you know, I learned what I learned from, like, my in-real-life friends, you know? And, like, the deal was, is, like, I was just gonna chill in my fucking room, because I was like, look, I'm really fucking pissed. Like, there's some fucking bullshit in the background going on. Like, I'm not trying to fucking engage in a fight or nothing. And, like, they knew I was fucking livid. Especially like the whole dog fucking thing, because it's like, you motherfuckers, goddamn it.
I mean, the sound effect did make me laugh, but you're right, because you're the only one that got that. Like, they didn't do that for anybody else. Yeah. And they saw an opportunity, and production really they made a point to push you over the edge, more so than anybody. And I think when you said Tuesday is coming to Taylor, that really hit me, because it was like, dude, they put you through the ringer more than really anybody else.
Yeah, and it's like, and I was just like, you know, and that too, and like, I again, like, I'll say, like, none of that shit was Sam's decision, right? And also, Sam wasn't mad at me, because, like, I explained to him, like I've explained to others, it's like, you don't understand, and, like, I kept telling him, like, throughout the show, because, you know, again, especially, like, that last week and a half I'm there, that's when they're really taking me down and, like, saying, listen, if you blow up even slightly, you're off the show. Like, for throwing the broken bowls that Sam broke in the sink when, like, I got pissed off at that after the sink bombs. Because I was like, well, great, there goes our fucking food and more dishes. I know a friend showed me a clip where, like, they were considering kicking me off for that. But then they realized, no, that's not a good reason to kick him off. Where is I going with this? But yeah, so as I was just explaining to him, it's like, look, I'm really trying to hold it together there. You do not want me to go into Utah mode. I guess them just really not believing me until certain incidents happened. I just explained to Sam, it's like, look, I was about to rip off my gloves and my helmet and start choking and biting this man. Like, I lucked out with the fucking Abby Mallet incident because, you know, she fucked up and kind of showed everyone that I clearly didn't fucking hit her and that bump, that welt, was more likely than not a fucking zit.
Yeah, and she changed which side of her head it was on.
There was some weirdness there. And then, of course, like the usual where it's like, yeah, nice fucking going. You got me out for what? You then made enemies with everyone fucking else, and then you just fucking left. And yeah.
I'll tell you, a lot of us had a big group thread or group text there in Fish Tank, and I was heartbroken when you got kicked off the show, but I was so it made my whole like day. I was so happy when it was revealed you came back during the group therapy with the Joker makeup and the phone.
Yeah.
I was like, oh fuck. I about came and pissed my pants at the same time. It was great. Everybody on there had great moments, but I'd say 8 out of my top 10 moments on Fish Tank season 2 involved you. There was just so much good content. So thank you again.
Oh, anytime. Thank you for being a fan. I'm just honored and happy that I managed to entertain y'all. But yeah, like that was a legitimate fucking elimination too. And Sam, I don't know what Sam did, but I can tell you, Sam stuck up for me and like he's the reason why I got back on. That was all spur of the moment. They didn't take me down and be like, no, you're not actually eliminated. No, that was a real elimination. I did like my final interview and I was out the door. And then, yeah, I was just crying saying like, yeah, I hope I didn't disappoint any of y'all. And yeah, obviously, of course, as usual, like, I fucking wish I wasn't so angry when I turned to Spider-Man. But you saw me begging them, like, yo, do not have this fight go down. I know y'all can make up some bullshit and just be like, nah, like, you know, we ain't doing that. And I could have just sat in my room, just fucking slept, because I was trying to get back into the mindset of, okay, I'm back on Fish Tank, you know?
I think they really do. I mean, you can find anybody, if you're watching them on camera for 24/7, you can find anybody's flaws and weaknesses, and they honed in on yours and really went for it, but they didn't do that with other people as much. But I think that's because other people probably weren't as entertaining, and they didn't think they could take it. I think they thought you could take it more, and you did. You and Taylor, I think, took the most shit, right? I don't know who else.
Here's the thing. It's like, that's not even a fucking weakness, because it's like, if I fully fucking melt down, I'm just going to fucking prison, right? It's not even a fucking character flaw. It's just, do not do this. This will end in disaster, and no one fucking believed me until it was, like, damn near too late, like, twice.
Yeah.
And then, like, everything went out the window. It's like, what the fuck do you... It's like, nothing personal, but it's like, god damn, what the fuck did any of y'all expect?
I wouldn't change most of it, because everything worked out in just a beautiful... Other than you not winning the $50,000, it was an entertaining fucking ride the whole way through.
Man, it could have been so much more fun if it was just, like, more evenly distributed, and then on top of which, like, if they really let me loose and were like, yeah, hey, Jimmy, so all those fucking tripwires you've been wanting to set up with the fishing line, you're clear to go on that. Like, that would have just been so much fun, because I would have stayed up to, like, everyone was fucking asleep and just lined the hallways with tripwires that only I knew where they were. And that would have been some funny shit.
That would have been good. But
we could have had a Fish Tank presidency.
Hopefully they'll... Hopefully they'll bring you back on for season 3 for at least some cameos and stuff.
I'd fucking love to be back.
They have to. We're running out of time. Can I plow through the rest of these voicemails?
Yeah.
Yes, hey, Jimmy. It's Royal. I'm Royally Fucked on Instagram, just so you know who I am, because we talked briefly. I just, you know, hope you're doing okay, buddy. You know, a lot of people don't seem to like you very much. But those people are just retards, honestly. You know, you're a cool guy. And if I went on Fish Tank, you know, we would have been buddies. Would have been pretty cool. I don't even think I'm going to watch the thing that this voicemail is going to be played on, but, you know, fuck yeah, man. I'm gay.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Caller.
Thanks, homie. I really do appreciate that. And I mean, like I said, all the fucking online haters, it's just like on par with like grade school drama. You know, it's like, it's kind of, it doesn't really affect me. And if it does, then it's just like, well, I don't even need to react. I just fucking block you. It's like, goodbye, go fucking seethe somewhere else.
Yeah, I think it's just, it comes with the territory of being involved in anything like that. You're going to get a bunch of haters and a bunch of fans. I don't think anybody's universally loved. Brian, I hated Brian at first, but he's cool now. I like Brian. But, you know, this is what it is. Everybody's, it's easy to just dogpile on somebody too, you know.
Hey, Jimmy, just want to let you know, throwing that mallet was a real boss motherfucker move. that shit didn't hit her on the forehead. She's a lying bitch, and you should have been the winner of fucking Fish Tank. You were the most entertaining fish on that shit.
Nope.
So keep her at it.
Oh. It's got a couple seconds. I'll finish it.
Keep her at it, boy. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, homie. So here's actually an idea. So... Well, or rather, just an interesting fact. I know I've said this on, I think, EG Lately's interview I did with him, but that whole mallet incident, right? Because I was so fucking angry, and this is like a glimpse, that, from me to the bed, and then getting the phone, that whole moment of me booking it to her, to get her away from that shit, that felt like 2 minutes, because that's how fucking angry I was, and that's how much adrenaline I was in. I will say, in hindsight, I think the funniest moment of that all is before Sam leaves, he specifically states, keep an eye on Jimmy. And the second they don't do that, that happens, you just see them fucking scramble.
Yeah,
oh, fuck.
I love how all of them scramble, run up the stairs to try to get to you, and everybody just... rushes full clip out of the doghouse except for Shinji, and Shinji's just sitting there like unfazed, just chilling in the doghouse like, he didn't care at all.
I mean, yeah, I think like what also just really made me mad is like that was the day where they also just let Trish like change the fucking doghouse games, like, why? And it was just, that's when everything was just had finally built up, and it's like, kaboom.
Yeah, and like I said, for the last Fish Tank or episode or two related one I've done, if you're listening to this episode of Abstinence Six Pack and you're like, what the hell are they talking about? Just, I'll put some recaps of Fish Tank, some AB and Cucumber Feet recaps in the description, so that people can at least kind of like, at least kind of know some of the context to this, because I understand that, like, it's like, what the
man,
hell?
Fuck Cucumber Feet. That motherfucker, like, deliberately took... No. Like, and now he's trying to, like, act, like, all fucking friendly. It's like, bro, I watched your whole fucking TJ interview. You're not being genuine. You're just trying to clout chase.
Oh,
like,
I didn't see that. I didn't see that one.
No, and it's like, you know, since day one, he fucking hated me, and it's like, bro, don't fucking act surprised when it's like, what did you expect for anyone in a similar situation to be, where it's like, you find, like, one of the top fucking Fish Tank summary guys, like, just fucking hates you since day one and is deliberately, like, misrepresenting what actually fucking happened on the show with you.
He definitely got some stuff wrong and out of context. Now, when I talked to him, I gave him the benefit of the doubt that he just didn't see the full context. But I think what would be good for him to do, if that's true, and I did give him the benefit of the doubt, but I think he should maybe make some corrections and say, like, here's what I got wrong. That'd be like, yeah, I think I think like I said, I think he got trapped in that dogpiling on like, oh, I just decided, like you said, that I don't like this guy from the get go. So I'm just going to look at everything in the lens of not giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't have a problem with him, but I do agree that he took you out of context in some really, not cool ways.
Yeah. But that's whatever. So what other voicemails do we have?
I
definitely want to do a part two of this, because I feel like we could talk about a fuck ton more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could do... Yeah, the options are limitless. We got three left. I'll just plow through those, and then I gotta run, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, I was forwarded this phone number. on behalf of a live television show that Jimmy will be participating in. I've called in to get some expert advice on YouTube poops. Please proceed with this question if this is valid to my friend Jimmy. Okay. So what's going on, Jimbo, Jimmy? Long time caller, first time listener. You're a really cool dude. You kicked ass on the tank 100%, like for real. No bullshit aside, you were fucking sick, man. You were fucking fantastic. That aside, I need some poop advice, alright? Ever since I saw you on fucking Fish Tank, you were making a bunch of YouTube poop references, and that shit reeled me in, okay? I need you to tell me what channels have that classic YouTube poop feeling, and, like, I totally lost all of them from when I was a kid. I don't remember shit from back then, but, like, that classic YouTube poop feel. Not Windows Movie Maker. That's, sometimes it's a little bit tough to watch, but like Sony Vegas 8 YouTube poop. Like I'm talking 2007 to like 2000 fucking 13, something like that. I don't know. Give me some recommendations, big guy. All right. I appreciate it and fucking stay kicking ass, man. I fucking love you. No homo. 100%. All right. See ya. Peace.
Peace. Hey, yo, Bet. So, listen, the best modern day, current day YouTube pooper, I will say, is Hour of Poop. This man makes entire movies of YouTube poop, and they're really fucking well done. I feel like you'd enjoy Hour of Poop. CS188 is still around. Admittedly, I haven't really caught up to much of his stuff. Krobo Productions is still around, and Deeper Cut's still around. Their stuff's still really good when they do upload. I'm hoping Krobo Production makes a continuation of the Steven Juniverse series. That was really funny. Ice Snort. Yes, Ice Snort and Jallerbo. J-A-L-L-E-R-B-O. That's a really good one. Crap. I guess I'll just, when I'm out of Twitter jail, I'll just start posting YouTube poops that you might be down. But definitely check out Hour of Poop.
Hour of Poop. I haven't gotten down poop. A...
H, as in the time hour.
Yes. Yeah.
H-O-U-R. Hour of Poop.
I haven't gone down a YouTube poop rabbit hole. It might be time. Hour of Poop. I'll check that out.
Oh, you're going to fucking love his Spider-Man YouTube poop.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jimmy. I just have one question for you. How does it feel to be the reason that nobody could talk to Chris for like a month? He was impossible to talk to. Couldn't talk about anything else. Also, what kind of fish tank do you have? Is it saltwater or is it freshwater? How many gallons? What's your favorite kind of aquarium fish? That kind of thing. Thanks. Bye.
Like Chris, who are they talking about? Me or Chris Lynch? Or
I guess he's talking about you. Because I'm like, no, people have been able to talk to Chris Lynch. What? Mainly, like, they're all really busy. I miss them.
Wait a minute. It says, hey, Jimmy, I have one question for you. How does it feel to be the reason that nobody could talk to Chris for a month? That can't be about me. I wonder who they're talking about.
Well, I don't know who. But, yeah, so I don't currently have a fish tank. Hoarderman has some fish tanks. If I were to guess my favorite aquarium fish, I would personally like a pet octopus, if we can be real. That'd be kind of cool. They're really smart. I try to, like, learn octopus language.
That's a conspiracy I should have asked you during that lightning round. Is are octopuses from Earth?
I mean, yeah, no. I can see octopuses being from Earth, but I can just see them being, like, aquatic humanoid in terms of mentality. Like, an octopus knows what the fuck is up. They're right. They're just also smart enough to just be chilling.
Chilling in Cedar Rapids, my friend.
Yeah.
All right, last voicemail for now. And yeah, I'm sure we'll do this again if you're down to this, because I've had a lot of fun.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So yeah, man. You ever just like look outside and think, I want to burn this shit down? This shit is unholy. This shit is blasphemous. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night to someone just I wanna shoot them. I wanna put them in my basement and do some real Dateline NBC kind of shit. Uh-oh. You know.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I think my dog got into the rat poison. About it.
Disavow. Well, that's a good call to end on. Jimmy, dude, thanks for hanging. It's been a blast and a pleasure. And
thank you for having me, man. It was so much fun. And yeah, I'd love to do this again because I feel like we can talk about like a lot more. Because
fuck yeah, we can get into some deep shit. And I mean, if we can go down some research rabbit holes, I can pull some clips and some articles. If you got specific things you want to get into, we can do whatever. I'm game for anything, man. This show's kind of it's a hodgepodge, so I try to change it up. I'm down for any kind of different, weird, wacky direction or whatever. But
sounds,
yeah, dude.
Good, homie.
Fuck yeah. It's at Poot Whittle. How do you spell that? Poot Whittle. I always get it wrong.
POOTWIDLIUS. Poot Whittleus. Think of like a Roman emperor.
That's on Twitter, and you are in jail, but you'll be back there late tonight. You'll be back on Twitter, and then Pingus Bomb on YouTube, and Downfall with underscores in between each letter of the word fall on Instagram. Did I get all that right?
Yep, you got it right.
Fuck yeah, and all that will be linked in the show notes, so if you're listening to this, you should be able to click on any of those links to find Jimmy's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, anything else that we can link up and share for you that you want.
I mean, no, like, you got good. Like, everyone kind of has, like, their own little shit to get started on the whole troubled teen industry shit with the articles I gave you, and...
Oh, yeah, that'll be in there.
Yeah, I just had, like, a lot of fun, man. Thank you so much again.
Dude, I had a blast. I love you, and I'm sure we'll talk soon, but I'm hoping to see you on Tank Season 3, and I think you got a lot of, like, some of those callers were saying, your journey's starting here, and you've just got nowhere else to go but up, dude. I'm excited to see where life takes you, and you're going to do great things. I love you, buddy.
Love you too, homie. No homo. Good night, and thank you, and God bless you.
Good night, my brother in Christ.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for making the show interesting. You're probably one of my favorite characters. Jimmy fucks dogs.